Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Hey, welcome back. Great show lined up for you. We're going to bring back a returning guest. He's been on quite a while ago, but it's been way too long since we had Mr. Steve Tyler on the program with us. And this time he's in the studio. And if you don't know Steve, he's owner of Tyler Property Management. And we invited him to be on the program because there's a lot going on in rental real estate, investment properties. And if you're going to do that, you might want to think about having a property management company help you unless, well, you want to be on call 24/7 and have your plunger ready to go over there to get rid of a toilet or collect your rent. So I'm very happy to have Steve with us in the studio. And welcome back, Steve. Good to see you.
Thank you, David. It's great to be here.
Excellent. I'm glad you're with us. And we did a program with Steve. It seems like we were trying to figure it out. It'd been 4 or 5 years ago. But it's good to have you back. And the visit is timely because it seems like the rental, real estate, income, investment property business has heated up of late. And people are looking at it again as a way to supplement their income, invest for the future, maybe even use their, you know, retirement accounts maybe for part of that as well. So let's get you properly introduced and we'll dig into the program. You've had Tyler Property Management for some time now. How many years is it?
Oh, about 14.
Okay, so you've had it for 14 years and you've had your real estate license since then as well. Now, I know that you're a Florida native. There's about 8 of us, you know that, right?
No, there was 10 last time I counted, but I think one passed away last week.
All right. Well, you hail from Lake City, and I know you grew up in the Tampa and Miami area, and then I see that you went to the University of Florida.
I did. I'm
all
a
right.
Gator.
Okay. Well, you're okay. We still let you in here. I don't know. Beth is shaking her head. She's a Knoll, so.
I heard that before we got on the air.
Yeah, everybody has to. I'm sorry.
But she's a nice lady anyway.
All right. Everybody has to hear about that. So you started your career with a civil engineering degree, and then you got into this real estate property management. I know you're very involved with the community and Corporate Citizen of the Year for Holly Hill in 2008. Pretty
yes,
cool.
I was.
Yeah, very good. So long-time resident, long-time involved in this business. And so what's one of the things that you would say to somebody from your experience vantage point, Steve, is if for somebody thinking about getting into this, let's start there. Somebody thinking about getting into the rental business, what's one of the biggest things either that they need to know or that they don't, most people don't know, or what's like, hey, you got to know this?
There's the most important thing is how are your finances?
Okay, so and be financially prepared.
What are you going to do for funding when you are about to get into this business?
Okay.
And that's very important.
Okay, so don't go into it on a shoestring.
No, and don't go into leverage highly. That's not a good idea.
Well, a lot of people got burned badly back in that 2006, 2007, 2008 time period.
Certainly did. And they're trying to recover now still.
And
the recovery is not over yet.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people don't realize that about where our markets and economies are, and the real estate is still on the mend. So they don't want to go into it on the thin side of this or be too leveraged because, you know, despite the best efforts, there can be vacancies.
There can and will be vacancies.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost a certainty. Even if you turn them over in a few days, there's still a vacancy factor.
So you've got to factor that into your cash flows.
Yes, you do.
And that's where you get into the leveraging. You don't want to be leveraged to the gills. And then if one little thing doesn't go right, a vacancy or heaven forbid, there are significant expenses that come up.
Air conditioning in this part of the world.
Yeah.
10 years, 12 years at the most. Roofing. The UVs in this area just eat a shingle roof alive. Just eat it up. And these 20-year warranty roofs, forget it.
Yeah.
They don't last 20 years.
Well, this is why we have you on the program, Steve, to kind of give us some of the practicalities of this. So let me ask you this. Who should be an income property? Who's somebody out there listening to this program that should think seriously about getting into this? I mean, who would be somebody that might want to think about this to be part of an overall portfolio?
Well, look at a person that has an IRA with several hundred thousand dollars in it.
Okay.
And they have it in a series of CDs.
Okay.
And the CDs are paying, what, 0.75%?
Oh, yeah, if you can get it.
If you can get it. So if you look at income real estate, you can cap a real estate investment out anywhere from 5 to 10%.
Okay.
And that's considerably better than
Yeah, now for our lay people out there, capping it out. So you're talking about the capitalization rate?
Capitalization rate.
So this is what you're earning in effective on your money.
That's essentially your cash flow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cash flow is king.
Cash flow is king, absolutely.
It's not how much you make, it's how much you get to keep.
Yeah, that's right. And don't forget uncle when you're talking about that.
Yeah, we've all got uncle. We all know that same uncle. When you start talking about property management, you know, and again, this is what I love about your vantage point, doing this for as long as you have, Steve. What does a property management company do?
When we take a property on for management, we take all the responsibility for the property. We don't pay your bills as far as if you have a mortgage, mm-hmm. but we pay all the expenses.
Okay.
We take all the phone calls.
Okay.
When the toilet plugs up at 3:00 in the morning, we take that phone call and we fix it. We're on the air 24/7, 365, as they say.
Yeah.
And so we're there for our owners.
Excellent.
And we have about 500 of them now.
Wow. That's a lot. Okay, well, that could be a lot of 3 a.m. wake-up calls. So people hire your property management company, and you can manage your property and really make it a low-maintenance kind of thing for the owner.
Yes.
Okay.
It's virtually a non-problem for the owner.
Okay.
We do check with the owner on frequent occasions, and even if there's a large expenditure coming up, we always check with the owner and get his okay.
Okay, very good. If you're just joining us, Steve Tyler's on in the studio. Sometimes they're on the line, but Steve's right here, a guest in our office, and he's the owner of Tyler Property Management, tylerpropertymanagement.com. It's MGMT. It's abbreviated, so Tyler Property MGMT for management.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and dig into services and the costs and the credentials that property managers should have. Stay right there.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, a Digny Memorial provider. We are committed to service beyond expectation, before, during, and after the service. To that end, we offer a service guarantee. If there's anything we can do to meet your individual needs, please let us know and we'll take care of it immediately. This is another way we offer great level of professionalism in working with our families. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too. Speaking of trust, Steve Tyler in the studio with us, owner Tyler Property Management, tylerpropertymanagement.com, abbreviated MGMT, tylerpropertymgmt.com. And we're talking with Steve about property management. And, you know, the theme here I'm getting, Steve, is that basically property manager, you hire them. It lets you kind of take an easy approach to having investment property that pays you income. So is it basically work like this, that you manage your properties, you guys collect the rents, you pay the expenses, and then the owner gets a check at some point during the month for the net amount?
That's exactly right. You've got it right down on the line. We take whatever expenses that are used up during the month and our commission or our fee.
Okay.
And the owner gets a check. And normally we try to get these out by the 10th of the month. And so they can, hopefully they don't have a mortgage.
Yeah.
But if they have one, then they can pay their mortgage.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, another obvious question I probably should have asked before that the listeners probably would be curious about is, whose job is it to, and I think I know the answer, but I want to ask you, whose job is it to get the tenant to begin with? Is that part of what you do? Is that part of what somebody else does? How does that part work?
That's what we do.
Okay. So it's not just managing it after you got at least or somebody in there, but it's also getting somebody in there to begin with.
We are the leasing agents and the manager.
Cool.
Right.
Okay, so hypothetical. I'm not planning on doing this because my wife sometimes listens to this program. Thankfully, she's not a daily listener, so I get away with a lot of things I say that she doesn't hear about. But so if I were to just hypothetically, Steve, get a condo on the beach, okay, and I wanted to use it sometimes, but I wanted to rent it out as well. So let's just say I rented it out. So I get the condo, and then you could help me find somebody to lease it.
If we lease it, that's a long-term situation.
Okay.
So you probably wouldn't get
to use it. Okay. All right.
But just think of the income.
Trust me, I can do the math too. Okay. So, all right. So you made a good point with my hypothetical, of course, Steve, is that when you do this, that you're entering it, you're hoping to get tenants that will be there and be there for the long term. It's not something where you're doing it a week at a time. This is kind of a long-term income-producing activity.
Exactly.
Okay.
We stay away from vacation-type rentals.
Okay.
We have a couple, but
not your first
choice. Long-term managers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, look, we hear it all the time, and we preach it long-term, long-term, long-term. You know, that's how you smooth out the ups and downs, and
absolutely,
and you get that income coming in.
We do have a sister company that does a lot of vacation rentals. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's hope.
There is definitely hope, and they do a wonderful job, too.
No, that's very good. So this is something that people should not, I think another good point to take away from that, Steve, is that people should not look at this as a short-term kind of experiment. You know, go into it a long-term strategy, right?
Yes, and hopefully with some knowledge of what they're getting into, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I'd be more than happy to explain to people if they don't know.
All right, that's good.
And I do that a lot. And in fact, we have another service. If people are looking at investment-type property, we will go out to the property with or without them and give them an idea of what's wrong with the property,
ooh,
what needs to be done to make it habitable,
nice,
and give them an estimate of what we can rent it for. And we do that. There's no charge to that.
That's very nice. So that's in addition to, that's not taking the place of an actual inspection.
No.
This is not an inspection, which is good. I would want both. I would want the inspection to be done as part of the real estate transaction, but then to have you, before you commit, to be able to say, hey, look, here's what we're looking at here, and I can tell you right now what it's going to cost you to get it ready to rent it, and here's what I think you can rent it for.
That's exactly what we do. We give them an idea from a manager's perspective.
Cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll get to the question that a lot of people will have. There are costs associated with your services. You know, I answer this question all the time for me and for my company. You know, we have costs for what we do, so nothing's free. So how does the cost work with a management company? What are kind of the ranges? You have an idea of, is it vary with your particular company, Steve, with Tyler Property Management? Is it case by case? Is it based on the rent, or is there same percentage? How does it work?
Generally speaking, now there are variables to this,
sure,
for the statements. We charge a leasing fee of 50% of a full month's rent.
Okay.
And then we charge a 10% management fee.
Okay.
And really, that is our only charge. A lot of the managers have extra charges in their management agreements.
Okay.
We don't.
I've heard of some of them having like a markup on every single time there's like a, you know, somebody has to go and fix, again, that toilet that breaks in the middle of the night. Some management companies might charge more than the actual cost incurred.
Quite a few of them do that. Mm. We do not.
Okay. Yeah. So it's clean.
It's pretty clean.
It's the 50% up front of the first month, and for the basically getting at least, and then 10% of the revenue that comes in.
Right.
That's one of the expenses that is netted out, and then the owner gets their net check.
Right. And then there is a fee, it's a legal fee for preparing the lease. The Florida statute says that we can't prepare a lease other than using the Florida Association of Realtors leasing form.
Okay.
We do not use that. We go through Heiss & Weiss, which is a legal firm, and they charge a fee, which we pass directly on to
okay.
the owner.
Okay. So there are some that's not unusual. I have some upfront costs to get into any investment.
Exactly.
And so you get that set up. One of the things that I thought was really interesting, and I want to see if I read this correct, if the property is vacant, this is for your company specifically, Tyler Property Management, not for anybody that might do this, but you don't do a charge when the property's vacant?
No, there's no charge.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we try to keep them occupied.
Yeah. You mean to say that you're actually on the same page as your owner?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You want them to stay fully occupied, and it'd be okay if the rents went up too.
We tend to increase rents
okay.
when a leasee.
Well, you've got a strong incentive to not only keep them occupied, but to renew.
Exactly. Yes.
Excellent. Very good. So we've got the fees covered. We've got the services, I think, are pretty obvious that all the different things that you do, somebody can, you know, just think of somebody who's retired. They've got some money. They've sold a house up north. They've moved to Florida. They buy their primary residence. They've got some money left over. They say, hey, it'd be nice to have some rental property for income. They buy it. They work with you. They set it up. They've got income coming in. And then they can go on a cruise.
They can go wherever they may like.
And they're not... They're not beholden or required to be on call, so to speak, with, you know, that response to what the tenant may need.
That's exactly right. And we also have a courtesy thing that we do, at no charge, by the way, that we will do a direct deposit. If they have a local bank, we will take it to the bank and deposit it when the check is ready.
Can I get it in 10s and 20s?
Yeah, you can get a deposit slip.
No, that's very convenient. I was thinking of the direct deposit when I was giving you the cruise experience there. That's very good. And I think that with the ongoing, the other thing that is interesting to me about investment property is there is ongoing maintenance. So how often do you do, how often do you recommend, and then how often does your company do inspections of the property, not only for maintenance, but also maintaining a good quality tenant relationship?
We do a move in, we do a move out, and we do a 6-month.
Okay.
And that is a tour of the house with a written report that is email faxed or
okay.
snail mailed to the owner. We do a quarterly drive-by to see if anything is obviously amiss.
Okay.
And like broken window is a
sure.
good one. Junk in the yard is another good one.
Hmm.
Refrigerator on the front porch is a big one.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a lot of little things that we look
sure.
at, and it doesn't take much to drive by.
Moving vans in the driveway.
Boat parked crossways in the lawn. So
yeah, just a few signs or maybe trouble. If you're just joining us, Steve Tyler in the studio with us today, owner Tyler Property Management. Tyler Property Management, MGMT.com. Tyler Property, MGMT.com. More information there. We'll grab a quick break and dig a little deeper in with Steve. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Teresa Ram with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our YMCA has 6 locations to help your family reach their health and fitness goals. Kids who play sports at the Y learn more than just the game. The programs provide positive, fun activities that build athletic, social, and interpersonal skills, which lead to better behavior, healthier lifestyles, and even improved academic achievement. For more information on how your Y can help with your health and wellness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
Hello, this is David Holland. You already know from listening to this program that I'm very careful about my financial advice. It will come as no surprise then that I feel the same way about my other recommendations. If you love traditional, authentic Greek food as much as I do, then there's just one place to go, the Greek Town Taverna at 150 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. It's just around the corner from my office, so you'll see me there for lunch at least a couple times a week. They've got stuffed grape leaves, gyros, lamb chops, octopus, and baklava. You can find all of these wonderful homemade Greek favorites every day of the week. They offer a wide variety of wine and beer to pair with your meal as well. Visit GreekTownTaverna.com or call 386-944-9526 for more information. I'll see you there.
You wouldn't drop your car off for repair service without first getting an estimate, would you? Of course not. then why would you treat your all-important investment portfolio any different? Overlooked fees can really add up. Here's an example. Did you know that an extra fee of 1% on a $100,000 portfolio would equal $10,000 after 10 years? That's a lot of money. Do you know how much you're paying in fees? Why don't you get a second opinion from David Holland and invest with confidence? Call 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation.
And we're back. Steve Tyler in the studio with us today, owner Tyler Property Management, giving us insights into property management. If you're into investment property, rental property, this is a path you can take to make it easier and be able to do other things and have somebody manage a property for you and even let you focus maybe your time on getting other properties and leveraging and building your own personal empire of rental properties if that's what's right for you. Tyler Property Management, MGMT.com. And I want to come back with a couple follow-up questions for you, Steve. You know, there's a lot of things that go into this. You know, when people are looking at either getting into this investment property, rental property, or maybe they've already got one or they're looking to expand, what are you seeing kind of the current trends? What are some of the good things that are working out for people in terms of the types of properties?
Go back a couple of years and things were really hot in the multifamily category.
Okay.
Small apartment houses,
sure.
Duplexes, quads,
yeah.
Twins, all the way up to 20 or 30 units, 40 units, something like that. Those have gotten terribly expensive now. Can you cash flow them? Yeah, you can still cash flow them, but not to the point that you could.
Okay.
Which has come down to making single family that more.
Oh, really? Okay.
Important. Yeah. And a lot of people now are into single families. There are a lot of very low-priced single families around. Well, not as many as there were, but there mm-hmm. are still quite a few. I find that the person who has the financial capabilities of purchasing in the middle category of price range are doing better than the ones who are buying in a very low price range.
How much is middle? What kind of ballpark are you talking about?
Let's say from 150 up to maybe 2.25, something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
But they will cash flow.
Okay.
You can. The rental rates are high enough now.
Right.
To where they can cash flow those.
Okay.
And it's a switch in the market. We have a very transient populace.
I was going to get to that.
In
yeah.
this area.
Yeah.
And that makes vetting just terribly expensive. Or expensive, wrong word. Important.
Yeah. Well, it could be expensive if you get the wrong person in there.
Absolutely. Maybe that wasn't such a faux pas.
Yeah,
I thought.
Really.
And we do a terrific job of vetting.
Well, that's what I was going to get to because, you know, I didn't want to put words in your mouth, but I was going to ask if, you know, property management includes also when you're getting the tenant, vetting them, doing background checks, things like that.
Absolutely. Background credit.
Nice.
We don't accept people that have had evictions. We don't accept people who have bounced checks. Little things like that.
Yeah, just minor things.
Yeah, just minor things. Yeah, the state attorney likes to hear about those people that bounce checks.
I'm sure they do.
And we will inform them when necessary.
Yeah, well, you've got to protect your client.
Absolutely. That's our number one goal.
Well, when we talk about the different things that may be working, and again, this is another differentiation among different property management companies for people to have some of these things in their mind as they consider this. I know that all property management companies aren't created equal, just as all financial planners or advisors aren't created equal. What types of particular properties do you guys handle at Tyler Property Management? Is there anything that you do more of or maybe some things that you don't handle? You mentioned the vacation or seasonal. That's not what you're focused on. But in terms of the properties themselves, is there anything you guys don't do? Is there, you pretty much do it all?
There's not really anything we don't
okay.
do. We do commercial.
Okay.
We have quite a few commercial properties that
okay.
we manage. We do condos. We do townhomes, we do single family, we do apartment houses, and duplexes, quads, just about everything there is to do, we will manage if it fits in our portfolio.
Okay, good. Well, we talked about how somebody may be having the wherewithal to do this and having the financial resources. One of the things that sometimes people consider for diversification purposes is using some of their IRA money, a self-directed IRA.
Yes.
And that's an option. But, of course, there are certain rules that go into it where you need the property management company.
Yeah, well, the IRA rules, as I understand them, and you know more about this than I do, but you have to have a manager. You cannot use income property in your IRA and manage your own property. That's one of their rules, and it's been around for quite a while.
Yeah. But so, well, you and these are things to be very careful of, and people need to make sure they structure these things correctly. One of the other things that we've got just a couple minutes left here, Steve, I want to get to is when you're talking about that relationship you have, you know, your agreement is with the owner. And
yes.
That's where you work for the owner, in effect. And then, of course, there's lots of benefits that the tenant gets because you have this, you know, 24-hour capability and all those things. But one of the things that jumped out at me when I was looking over some of the things I wanted to ask you is this idea of strict enforcement of the lease. In other words, you are kind of the in-between to protect that owner from what that tenant might want or whatever their issue may be.
Yes, we do. And that enforcement is necessary. We have to treat everybody the same.
Yeah.
We don't have an option of saying, this guy's a good guy, so we'll let him skip by, and this guy's not. We can't do that.
Well, some people might be a little shy or shy away from rental property, income property, because like, you know, golly, I don't know that I could evict somebody. I don't know that I would be able to tell somebody, no, you can't give me the money in 2 weeks. You know, they may not have just the personality or the desire to do that. Some of us are just softies, you know, so that's where that strict enforcement really comes into play.
It has to come into play. We just cannot do it otherwise.
Yeah, and you got to get paid, and that's why people are entering into these agreements. All right, good stuff. And the tenants, they benefit, of course, from all the access to the calls after hours and weekends and all of the proper reporting that goes back to the owner in terms of moving in, moving out, the conditions reports you talked about, all very important stuff. More information over at tylerpropertymanagement.com, MGMT for management. And we've had Steve Tyler here in the studio with us. He's going to come see us about every 5 years. Let's make it more frequent. Let's make it more frequent than that, Steve, and have you back on a little more regular basis.
I think that's a good idea.
All right. Well, good stuff. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.